Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our final session in the fall. In our fall term is our final number of Word and Life. We're delighted to have Dennis Apple and Tensi Hernandez with us today. Dennis, of course, is a known or suspected troublemaker in the world of... Yeah, okay, this is a good time to pre-register if you'd like. If you have a checkbook handy and you also would like to contribute to the support of the Beatitudes House or Catholic Worker, there's a basket on the table over there, and that's to support our speaker today because he does a lot of work confronting the powers that be, and sometimes he has to even buy gas to get there, you know. So I mentioned the phones. The restrooms are through that door, far corner. There is also on that. There are two tables: the book sharing table, and the second table is going to be the Compassionate Cities Project place to go and sign the petition to get Santa Barbara to be officially a compassionate city. So please do that during the intermission if you are so inclined. Dennis Apple and his wife, Tensi, founded Beatitude House in Guadalupe, California, in June of 1996. The house follows the Catholic Worker model of living, which includes service to the local community, and in this case is mostly Hispanic field workers, hospitality, providing shelter and food for homeless individuals and families, and resistance, which means making an intersection with the structures, institutions, and mindsets that cause the marginalization and poverty which are being addressed in their work. Beatitude House provides a weekly supplemental food program, a clothes program, hospitality, a weekly free medical clinic, and advocacy for those needing it. Tensi and Dennis are now joined in their community by their daughter Rosella, their son Thomas, and Jorge Manligil. All of them, except the children, have been arrested and or incarcerated multiple times in the exercise of their resistance work, and all struggle with the challenges that a life dedicated to compassion presents. So I'd like to ask you to welcome Dennis to our podium with our traditional blessing. Come on up, Dennis.